Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Denny Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Stokes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Zanuzer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Paul Zanuzer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuester. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Prothero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Toth moves to second. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNulty. Lee reaches second base with a double. Toth scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Toad settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchter. The throw from Stokes and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlisle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodapp. The throw from Stokes and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. There goes Sewell. Here's the throw. And he's safe. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Toedt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuchter. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0 for 1 in the game. Prothro hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Toedt moves to second. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. Toedt moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Two outs. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0 for 1 in the game. Stokes hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sama moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Zanizer fields it and throws to first for the out. Sama moves to third. McNulty moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sama tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zanizer hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote is hit by the pitch. Carlisle moves to second. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0-for-2 in the game. Prothro bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to third for the out. Tote moves to second. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote scores. Prothro moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, tags Lee out, and throws to home to double up Prothro, who tagged and tried to score. Wamsgans moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Sama is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sama is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stokes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0-for-2 in the game. Stokes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Zanuzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanuzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zanuzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp bunts towards the mound. Zanuzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuchter moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothrow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Fuchter trying to get to home. Tote throws to Stokes, who tags Fuchter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlisle for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Val Pisanek now catching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. McNulty reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNulty moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Pisanek and he is safe. Sewell steals second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0-for-3 in the game. Prothro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Jake Miller. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.